Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by First Bank. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbis, Nick Ferguson, and D-Mac.
Mariota play fake. Nothing open deep. Knapp is in trouble. And Mariota is brought down. Shelby Harris, the first to greet him.
Well, I think that's part of it anytime. Mike's a good run defender. He's strong. He's tough. He's smart, he's instinctive, and he's got the knowledge and instincts and the strength to do his job well in that tight quarters.
What a difference. What a difference from a couple weeks ago. Troy Rank, our fan Broncos insider, joins us, courtesy of Trainee Loft. Troy, you have to forgive us. During the commercial break, the three of us were mowing down on Del Frisco's. I mean, delicious steaks,
tasty
lobster cheese mac, the desserts. Because Troy, it's a victory Monday. You realize that?
Victory!
Right? And we're definitely thinking of it. What are you eating right now?
I'm just getting ready to head home for dinner. I don't know what I'm eating yet. I know it will not be as good as what you just described.
Right, 100%. Right. But I know what the defense was eating, and that was Marcus Mariota and the Titans. Troy, what was the attitude? What was the vibe over there today?
Yeah, I mean, they're confident. Two wins. They fixed their rush defense. They were embarrassed by the Jaguars. 269 yards on the ground. I mean, that was a humiliating performance. And here's how much it's changed. Leonard Fournette had 81 yards on one run against Denver. In the past 2 weeks, the Broncos have allowed 74 yards on 37 carries, 2 yards a carry. They've completely changed their rush defense. It started with Mike Purcell moving to nose tackle, pushing Shelby Harris, who's more comfortable, out to defensive end. Alexander Johnson has been a force in the middle. Kareem Jackson is healthy and a disruptive player over the middle. So, but the vibe today is they're confident. They're looking forward to this game. You know, they know that if they're going to be relevant in the AFC West, at some point you got to beat the Chiefs. They've lost 7 straight to Kansas City. They've lost 4 straight at home. They haven't beaten the Chiefs at home since September of 2014. No quarterback has beaten the Chiefs since Peyton Manning retired. So again, if you want to be part of the conversation, you got to beat the Chiefs, and you got to beat them at home.
Troy, we've sat here trying to debate, well, who has been the catalyst for the turnaround on defense, and I'm thinking Alexander Johnson, and what is it about him that has made him such a great linebacker in this defense, you know, so far over the past two games?
Well, I mean, listen, this guy in the SEC for Tennessee was an absolute tackling machine for 3 years. I mean, he was like Al Wilson 2.0, except bigger. Frankly, he's just a bigger player. He plays around 250, 255. And after the 3.5-year absence, he basically was on the active roster / practice squad, never played last year, got cut at one point. He just had to learn the defense is the way when I talked to Alexander about it. You know, understand his drops in coverage, understand his reads and his tell signs at the pro level. And now he's playing with as an athlete. He's not, you know, the old, if you think, you stink. He's not having to stop and think about everything. He's just playing. And there's very few guys on that defense that are better athlete when you combine his size and strength. And he is a guy who's hungry. He's hungry to prove he belongs. And it's made a huge difference. Again, no disrespect to Josie Jewell. I see Jewell as a role player. Alexander Johnson, now he's made mistakes. I'm not saying it's perfect, but he's put back-to-back games where he's had, 19 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, a sack and a half. I mean, he is doing absolute damage and wrecking running games.
What do you know about Emmanuel Sanders' injury, Troy? I got to admit that this seems a bit unusual to, get pulled out of a game and then 4 days, 5 days later, you're ready to play again.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Usually that timetable doesn't benefit the athlete when this Thursday turnaround if you don't make it through Sunday. But here's the deal with Emmanuel. I've been told by multiple sources it's not serious. He was recovering from ankle and Achilles surgery. In the process of all that, I think it has added stress to his quad and his knee that he's been dealing with those injuries the last couple of weeks. And I was told he just got to a point at halftime. He couldn't go. Like, he could have probably stayed in, but he couldn't get open. He wasn't functional. So the decision was made that, hey, get out of it now. You know, maybe in probably thinking forward to Thursday. I haven't been told that, but he believes, people around him believe he has a chance to play. We'll know more tomorrow, but they believe he has a chance to play. Knowing Emmanuel, he doesn't want to miss this one. Under the lights, prime time against the arch rival. I mean, this is his biggest game they're going to play maybe all season, given how these last two have gone. So right now, there's cautious optimism, Tyler, that he can play, but nothing certain yet.
And what about Juwan James? You know, if he didn't play this weekend, I can't imagine he's going to play on Thursday.
Well, part of the reason I think he didn't play on Sunday was to be ready for Thursday. He's kind of been on that path to play Thursday. Now, again, no guarantee. Remember, he suffered the injury on the opening night, played 10 snaps, and sprained his left knee. He would be, at this point, 5 weeks removed on Thursday. So he should be ready, and he made real progress last week. I watched him work out before the game. He's running. He's moving better. So he's close. If he's not, if he doesn't play Thursday, he certainly will play the game after. But the interesting thing would be if he played, if they would consider moving Elijah Wilkinson inside or at least to spell Ron Leary at times at guard. But again, you got to get James on the field first at right tackle to even consider that conversation.
Appreciate it, Troy Rank. Brought to you by Tranny Law. When we come back, yeah, we can dig into the Von Miller situation a little bit more. And Michael on the line wants to know who has the highest trade value. But could the Broncos be buyers? That's next on The Drive.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.